Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
Yep. Hi, Shani. I would like to be connected to Arturius at station 1986.
I don't have a way to do a direct connect to an agent. Could you provide me with your zip code, and I'll be glad to assist you.
60014.
Thank you. Your name, please.
Well, my name is Wendy, but it's going to be under Jane Scumpert. I'm calling on behalf of my father.
And what's the last name?
Scumpert, G-U-M, he is in Peter, R-E-C-H-T.
Spell that one more time for me. I'm sorry.
G-U-M, is in Michael, P is in Peter, R is in Romeo, E is in Echo, C is in Charles, H is in Hotel, T is in Thomas.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because I just spoke with Arturius, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and he said that we can be connected to him at station 1986.
Okay, confirm the address for me. I think I do have the account here.
920 Aberdeen Drive, Crystal Lake, Illinois, 60014.
All right, give me just a second. Get that account pulled up.
He said that he made some notes on there. I literally just hung up with him not even 10 minutes ago.
Okay, and this was for the sweepstakes offer for the Shell gas card in which he was enrolled into Bytub. It looks like the account is in chargeback. Did he go forward disputing the charge back on July the 11th?
Okay, so I do have the financial institution on the phone, Associated Bank. Her name is Brandy. And she, Arturius, the gentleman that I spoke to with you guys at Factory Direct, he said to call back with the bank on the line. Now, the bank, when my parents saw the charge, they didn't know what it was, so they filed a fraudulent dispute with their financial institution. And the bank did their investigation, and they came back and they denied it because the company is saying that he placed the order, that he got it, blah, 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 and everything else. And the order that it states that my dad supposedly ordered was like a heating pad, back massager. They never ordered anything like that. I think what happened is that, unfortunately, my dad might have done something as an honest error. You know, he might have clicked on something, not realizing what he was doing, and possibly signed up for something. And got charged for $59.89, which was a monthly subscription for a sweepstakes entry for a $500 gas card through Bytub, is what Arturius told me.
Correct.
Well, that is that my dad, they filed a suit. The bank denied the transaction, and they're supposed to, and the company took my father's money. Now, the bank had given them a temporary provision while the investigation was going on, and when the bank came back and they denied the claim, this payment is supposed to come back out of my father's account. I believe it's on Wednesday the 3rd. Well, he's not going to have the money in there. He did not mean to do this. It was an honest mistake, and we need to get this canceled. And I've got Brandy on the line, and she can let you know that the dispute was, you know, filed, and it was kicked back, and that the bank
right.
is not going to move
but
forward.
But once that does happen, which created the charge back on the account, there's nothing that we can do because it's not a fraudulent charge. The most that we can do is just get the account canceled. So that way that prevents any future charges. But as far as the refund, there won't be any refunding for that charge.
Well, that's not what Arturius told me.
Okay, well, I do apologize about the misunderstanding as far as that misinformation that was given to you. But again, as far as if your bank is on the line, they can explain how that chargeback ended up happening. Because they do have to verify the account and investigate, but it looks like all of the information was matching as far as the sweepstakes being done. Unfortunately, there's nothing that we can do once that account is stamped as chargeback.
So you're saying that you will not refund this money, period?
No, ma'am. There's nothing that we can do with the company to assist with the refund.
So who do I have to call to get the refund back on the account?
You would have to speak with your financial institution or the cardholder. There's nothing further that we can do to assist.
Brandy, are you hearing all this?
Yeah, I'm here. I guess I'm a little confused because there was, that's what you guys had sent back with the dispute that they had ordered a heating chair and some other things.
No, this one wasn't with a heating chair or anything. This was for a Shell gas car sweepstakes was completed, to which it enrolled the account into Bites Hub. That's a digital subscription to a meal planning app.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Brian, because the information that the bank got from the investigation is stating that my dad ordered a heating, like a back, like a chair back heating massage type thing. And they're saying that it was delivered to us and the charge was $59.89. Well, my dad didn't order any back things. So that's why when I got all this information today, when I spoke to Arturius with, you know, Factory Direct, he says, no, it wasn't for a heating pad. It was for a subscription for a $500 Shell gas card. So the information is very conflicting based on what the bank has gotten with their investigation through MasterCard and what the company came back, and based on what you guys are telling us. And that's the only phone number that we have. So I don't know what we need to do, because this isn't right. I mean, this is, you know, my father's 75 years old, and he wouldn't have done anything intentionally. He knows better not to go online and to order stuff or to do anything. It was done as an innocent error mistake. I mean, he must have clicked on something, not realizing what he had done and whatever else. And, you know, the bank is kicking it back, and they don't want to cover the charge, you know, as like a fraudulent or a dispute on the charge. Now you're telling me that there's no refund. All you can do is cancel so he doesn't have further payments monthly of $59.89 for a subscription for a meal plan. But that's not even the information that the bank got, though. It was on, it was for a back massager.
Again, I'm not sure as far as a back massager. I don't have that information on this account. So are you saying additional charges other than this one?
No, it was a charge of $59.89 for a back massager that my dad supposedly had ordered. But he never ordered a back massager. But when I called you guys at Factory Direct, you're telling me it was for a subscription through Bite Hubs, which is a meal and food plan type thing, to try to win a $500 gas card. Well, the information that the bank had sent to my parents after their investigation, they sent 9 papers out to us, and it's even got a page that's got the actual product that he supposedly ordered, which is a massager that you put in a chair and then you plug in, and it's got a remote. You can, you know how like when you go and get a pedicure done, you sit in one of those chairs and you can mm-hmm. adjust.
Well, it sounds like something else that he may have ordered. This was done on June the 9th.
Yeah, so so the transaction date was June 13th for Advanced Balance Health, and it was for a heating back chair massager for $59.89. Is that correct, Brandy?
Well, the transaction was actually done on June 9th, but it probably shows up on the card, it shows up on June 9th.
Okay, so then it just probably processed on the 13th based on your guys' information that the bank sent to us. How do we handle this? I don't know. I mean, Brandy, I mean, what is your feedback with what they're telling us here on the phone?
All I know is that when we did the dispute, it came back that it was like a massager thing that goes in a chair. They sent a picture of it saying that it was shipped out to you, that was what the charge was for, and that they declined the charge back. And then we canceled out the dispute.
Okay. But the funny thing is that there was no tracking number, no delivery date, so we have nothing to even reference back to as to when the back massager or whatever was supposedly sent out. But at the end of the day, it's coming back after speaking to Factory Direct now, saying that it was a subscription for a meal and food plan to try to win a $500 gas card. But don't you think this is a little suspicious? Brandy, are you there? Hello?
Oh, yeah, here. I'll tell you something.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Janie, are you still there?
I am.
I mean, what is it that we can do to try to, I'm trying to help my parents. I mean, there's going to be no money in this account when the bank goes to take this money out, because you people got paid already the money. And I understand, Janie, that you're through a third party, you know, Factory Direct, and you deal with a bunch of online wholesale, different stores and stuff like that. I mean, but this is the number that they have for us to contact, you know, regarding these transactions. So if you guys aren't going to do anything about it, what do we need to do? Because there's going to be no money in this account when they go to take this payment back out of my father's account on, I believe it's Wednesday, Brandy, is that correct?
Correct.
The 3rd. And then he's going to get hit with non-sufficient funds to be on top of it.
And I'm sorry, but there's nothing further that we can do with the charge.
Okay. All right. Brandy, what are your, what can you say about this?
I mean, we can do another dispute with additional information. That's probably what I would do.
Okay. I mean, now that you're hearing everything, and Jenny, can you please make sure that this subscription has been completely canceled, that there is no information in there of my father's, that he will not be charged?
Yes, ma'am, and I can provide you with a confirmation number.
And then I can cut out.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Can you for sure tell me that this subscription has been canceled?
Yes, ma'am. It was already canceled.
Okay. It was canceled. Okay. So there should be no further charges.
Correct. It was canceled on June the 29th due to that chargeback.
Okay. See, now you're giving me a different date than what Arturius told me. He says that the transaction was canceled on July 11th, 2022.
It officially canceled out on the 11th due to the investigation. It started on June the 29th because if the account was still open, you would have been billed for the month of July also. But once that the account was flagged in chargeback status on June the 29th, it fully updated on the account and posted on the 11th.
Okay. Brandy, are you getting all this information?
Yeah, I am. Well, yeah.
Okay. So what are your thoughts that we need to do at this point, Brandy? I mean, do you think the bank is going to do anything regarding this if we try to put it through now that I had you on the phone and listening to what this other lady is saying from Factory Direct about the whole thing?
I mean, I think we could just add in all our information, and the information they got wasn't for this chair massager. It was apparently for something else. I mean, we can... After you're done with her, I'll call you back and we'll go over it.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think there's anything else that Shani can do. Do you have a confirmation number for that transaction being canceled or the subscription being canceled, Shani?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 920.
Oh, hang on. 920. Oh, hang on. I'm sorry.
839.
Oh, I'm sorry. 920-839.
Mm-hmm. 307.
307.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just repeat that back to you, please. 920-839-307?
Yes.
Okay, and that was the confirmation number for the subscription being canceled, and that was canceled on June 29th. On June 29th, and that was for $59.89. But there's nothing that you can do to refund the money because they already took the money, so he's basically out the money as of right now unless the bank can do something for him.
Due to the chargeback. Yes, ma'am.
Due to the chargeback. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to work with the bank here, and we'll have to figure it out from that. If we have any further questions, we'll try to reach you guys back then.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service.
No, I will give you a call back, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.